We begin today the discourse of Jesus after the multiplication of the loaves. You just heard that the crowd stayed over there, and then the disciples, Jesus weren't there, so they got in some boats and came over. The geography baffles us. They came from Tiberias, where they'd eaten the bread. Tiberias is on the west side, and all the other indications are that this took place on the east side of the lake. But Holy Spirit leaves those things, so there's always a job for exegetes. You know, there's always try to figure that one out. Anyway, they came, Rabbi, when did you get here? And now Jesus, as he always does in spots like this, takes the whole conversation and puts it somewhere else. You remember when Nicodemus said to him, nobody can do the works, you know, that you do. You're a rabbi sent from God. And Jesus said to him, many, and I say to you, unless somebody be born from above, they cannot see. And it's the same here. Just forget all that. Listen. And so he says, you see, you are looking for me because you saw signs. Not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. Eternal life. John uses this phrase a lot. It means divine life. Share in divine life. And the Son of Man will give this to you. Now this Son of Man, the phrase comes about 9 times in John's Gospel. Who is it? Why this term? You see, well, it comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, where Daniel saw one like a Son of Man going to the Ancient of Days and receiving power and glory, and you know the text. In John, the Son of Man is the way Jesus describes himself as the presence of the revelation of the Father on earth. And so the Son of Man will give you. For on him God has set his seal. This is my Son. So they said to him, what can we do to accomplish the works of God? Now they're thinking, we have the law, and we have the beginning of the whole tradition that turned into the Mishnah and the Talmud, and is this the way? And he says, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. That's it. Believe in me. Listen to me. Yield to me. Pay attention to me. Faith is the way to eternal life. And the whole discourse now is going to be about faith. The root notion of faith. Why? Because to receive the Eucharist without faith is not to receive the Eucharist. It's very simple. You know, I've used this example before, but when we were studying, 100 years ago, you took this example. Our professor did, too. You're saying Mass. A little mouse comes, and he takes one of the hosts, and he runs away, and he eats it. This is after the consecration. Does that mouse receive the body and blood of Christ? Absolutely, that's what it is. Does he receive the sacrament? No. He has no brains. There's no way he can spiritually absorb what he's doing. So you can ask yourself, am I a mouse or a man? You know what? When I come, am I alive? Is it faith? Because it's faith. And what he says here is that this is the work of God. Now, that means, yes, the work worthy of God. No, yes. But basically, this is the work that God does. And your salvation and your growth and your union for now and forever consists in yielding to the work of God. God wants to work in your life to transform you, take the darkness and evil and confusion and distraction and out of your life, so that you cleave to Jesus Christ and feed on Him. That's what it's all about. And that's the way to eternal life. So this treatise, yes, of course, it's on the bread of life. But the heart of this treatise is faith. Now, faith is the work of God in you. And you yield to it. Well, you got to be able to pay attention to yield, right? If you're busy all day running around, you're not yielding to God, you're running around. How do we, you see, oh, this is why our culture is such a great joy to Satan. You've got to be alert. You've got to be awake. You've got to be yielding to the Lord all day, in a conversation with the Lord all day. That's impossible. No way. It's not impossible at all. But it starts with a real prayer time, so that the Lord is there working in your life. You see, this is the work of God that you believe. The Father loves us so much that He wants us to be joined with Him and the Son and the Spirit for all eternity. Now, He's made that possible because Jesus, in an act of love, you know, made reparation for all the sin of the world on the cross. It's over. Done. Now, how do we get in touch with that? That's faith. That's faith. Try to remember when you were dating your boyfriend and girlfriend. Was it hard to think of them? No, it's hard not to think of them. You see, that's faith. That's faith. Faith, as it begins to mature, is this constant conversation with God. All day. So that the Holy Spirit can move us all day. This is the work, you see, of God. Now, one of the high points, in a way, the high point of our life of faith is the Eucharist, where obviously we are receiving. Nobody's going to come up here and say, you know, I decide that that's the body, and I'm going to make that the body of Christ, and I'm going to, nobody does that. It's a total act of receiving. But, as St. Thomas says, it has to be a spiritual eating, a spiritualis manducatio. Well, we can't get ready like 10 minutes before communion. I mean, we can and we should, but it's a way of life based on the Eucharist. And so you see, this treatise of our Lord is on faith as the work of the Father. And therefore, receiving His body and blood, you see, is the fulfillment of faith. A friend of mine, years and years ago, did his doctorate on the moment of transforming union in the lives of the saints. That moment when finally, as far as it can be in this life, you know, the life of God takes over your imagination, your memory, your body, your spirit. That moment when you're married to God, transforming union. And he said, it always takes place at the Eucharist. Now, we have this immense privilege of receiving this sacrament every day. Unbelievable privilege. The danger, of course, is, and the Lord is willing to risk the danger because he loves us so much, he wants to come to us every day, that, well, we're going to Mass. People will actually stay in bed when they could get up and go to Mass. I mean, if you're sick, that's one thing. But you see, this. So this treatise will start soon now. It starts with on manna and so forth, you'll see. But it's Jesus' teaching on what it means to live by him through faith. And the gift by which that's completed, the Eucharist.